I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. This month on our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update, we heard from Claudia Chavez Rhodes. She's a quality improvement project coordinator with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, and we found out more about the first ever Marquette County Community Resource Fair.
Healthcare Solutions is a subset under Upper Peninsula Health Plan. We are a nonprofit network of community healthcare providers in the Upper Peninsula with a shared vision of collaborating together in areas that will provide UP citizens with access to high quality, affordable healthcare.
And this ties into something now that you've got coming up a little bit later this month. What's going to be happening?
Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, partnered with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, have been busy over the last several months planning the first ever Marquette County Community Resource Fair. The goal of the fair here is to connect our Marquette County community residents directly with local organizations that are available to assist and support their day-to-day social needs.
You're going to have information there that those that attend, they have stuff they can get right away, right?
Yes. So our community residents will be able to receive on-site navigation assistance, in addition to becoming more aware of the resources available to them in the communities.
Now, where did this idea come from? Where was this need identified to have this kind of an event?
We've always known the rural nature of the Upper Peninsula presents unique challenges for our residents compared to the rest of the country. So barriers like lack of access to affordable housing, transportation, safe and healthy affordable food can have a very negative effect on overall health for our residents. But a 2018 Upper Peninsula Community Health Needs Assessment really highlighted the region's concern. So it was actually the community members who were surveyed and really stated that social determinants of health were the biggest barrier to improvement in health outcomes.
So basically by asking and doing this survey and this research, you were able to come up with this to do this. So the idea came up to put residents together with stuff that is here, correct?
Yes. So what we did was started meeting with the local resources in Marquette County, started putting together some ideas about a fair, bringing everybody together in one room so that both healthcare providers and the community can really learn about these social resources that are available for them.
So this event is happening when and where for folks to come and check out?
So the resource fair will take place Friday, June 21st at Lakeview's Russell Arena. Mm-hmm. It is from noon to 4 p.m. It is free and open to the public. You don't need to register. You don't need tickets. You can just show up at noon, and we will be there with all the community resources available to chat with.
Tell everybody a little bit about who's going to be coming to this event. I mean, you've been putting this together now for a little bit, and the response has been great for all these from these agencies. Who's coming?
Yes, we've had an overwhelming response, I believe. We have over 60, close to 65 organizations participating, anywhere from let's say, Taste the Local Difference and UP Food Exchange to Teaching Family Homes. We have Upper Peninsula Power Company talking about utility assistance, the USDA Rural Development. So there's across the board, everything from healthcare to housing to food assistance and services specific to women and children, as well as senior services. We have a lot of senior services representation.
And you're offering some free services, some items, things like that, that it's more than just people at tables maybe talking about their agency. There's some other things going on.
Yes, we've also had a great response from volunteers in the community. So we have free haircuts. We're going to have area stylists from Kate's Place and Profiles who are donating their time for the full 4 hours to do haircuts for the community. We also have Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center, who's going to be bringing their mobile dental chair to do dental screenings. The Marquette County Health Department will be doing free rapid HIV testing in an area separate from Russell Arena. They can be anonymous and able to get that HIV testing. We also have UPHS Marquette's Trauma Center that will be doing bike helmet fittings, as well as giving away free bike helmets for children. So we have Jimmy John's also providing a free lunch for the community. So the first 300 people who show up can get a free box lunch with a sandwich, a cookie, and a bag of chips from Jimmy John's.
Who is this event, I guess, intended for? Who would you say should come to this?
I think all area Marquette County residents should be coming to see what resources are available for the community, not just if their own needs. They might have a neighbor who has a need, a coworker who has a need. Maybe you're looking for volunteer opportunities and you can meet with organizations that take volunteers. So really, this is open to everyone. So anyone from seniors, women, men, children, everyone can come in and learn something.
Let's give everybody the details one more time. What is it? When is it? And where will it be?
So this is the Marquette County Community Resource Fair. It will be on Friday, June 21st from noon to 4 p.m. at Lakeview's Russell Arena. It is free and open. No registration needed. No tickets required. You will get a ticket for your free lunch, but that's once you arrive. If you are interested in volunteering for this as well, you can contact me. My number would be 906-225-7166, or you can contact us via the Facebook event page. You can just search Marquette County Community Resource Fair, and you can message us on there. And really, you can ask any questions about the fair. If you're interested in participating in the fair, we still have some open tables. If you think this is a good way to reach out to the community. And again, we're still looking for volunteers. So if you want to contact me about that, that would be great.
I'm guessing also that, you know, if people maybe can't make it to this event, that at least contacting you through the Facebook event page or something would be a great way to start to find out more information.
It is. Actually, we are collecting information from every single participating organization on how to contact them, the best referral source. So all of that I will have housed with me. So if you're looking for this information beyond the fair, I would be able to provide that for you.
That's Claudia Chavez-Rhodes, Quality Improvement Project Coordinator at Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.